Being back at Derry City as a Craigan lad, it must be a dream come true to be back in the county, Derek.
Oh, well, that's it. It was a dream, and I'm looking forward to playing for Derry now, and as everyone knows, it's all I've ever wanted, and just can't wait to get started now.
And you had spent 2.5 years there at Coleraine. How would you sum up your time at the club?
Oh, well, everyone knows I had a good time there. It's been a roller coaster, and we've some experience, some memories, and getting the 2 Irish Cup finals and obviously challenging for the leagues. We've won some of the games since I've been at Coleraine, and just I appreciate everything obviously Coleraine's done for me, and the time that I spent there, it's just enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, considering the time that you had spent there, you know, you had European football, 2 Cup finals, as you said, and the chase for the title, why was now the right time to make the move to the Randwell?
Well, that's it. It's just, I asked myself, as it's part-time football, wasn't obviously no one wants to play in part-time football when they're getting their chance to play obviously full-time football. And there, obviously, were interested. I just didn't want to let it slip, and I always wanted to, thought it was the right age to give full-time football a go. And so I thought it was the right time now, where if I had to stay at Coleraine, I might never get the chance again.
At what point was the approach made to you about making the switch?
Coming when obviously Deggy and got the job, they obviously spoke to Coleraine about me, and I spoke to Rodney about it, and Rodney never once held me back from doing it. I told him how much I would like to play for Derry, and obviously between Rodney and Coleraine and Derry, they worked something out between obviously swapping me and Ben, and then I appreciate him obviously letting me go, but that's when I knew I wanted to be a Derry City player.
Obviously you've gone through the ranks here in the underage levels and stuff, but how much has the club changed now that you've gotten around and met everybody since?
It has changed since I've been there. When I was first at Derry, and obviously underage, I wasn't really ready for first team football, and I was in training and things like that, but it was a really good team at that time, and obviously I wasn't ready, so I thought I made the right decision to get out of there and get some experience, and now when I come back I feel like I am ready for first team football at Derry City, and I just can't wait to get started.
And of course that starts off against UCD in February 15th, and you're not going to get a pre-season this year. I hope your general fitness is grand anyway, Kieran.
My fitness is good enough at the minute, but obviously I have to work on a few things. Obviously with full time football help out now, you get a chance to do more gym work. Obviously with full time football we actually learn how to play in position and things like that, and I'm looking forward to that. Obviously the management and the backroom team is going to help me with that.